Reports, rocket fire injures U.S. personnel at Iraq airbase. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 5, 2024. Multiple reports on Monday indicated that United States personnel came under incoming rocket fire at the Ain al-Asad airbase in Iraq. At least two rockets were reported to have been fired at the Ain al-Asad in Iraq, which houses Americans, a U.S. defense official confirmed to Fox News, adding that several people were injured. "We can confirm that there was a suspected rocket attack today against U.S. and coalition forces at al-Asad Air Base, Iraq," a U.S. defense official confirmed in a statement to Fox News. "Initial indications are that several U.S. personnel were injured. Base personnel are conducting a post-attack damage assessment. We will provide updates as more information becomes available." U.S. and Iraqi officials reportedly told Reuters there was no damage or casualties at the base. The alleged attack occurred as the Middle East awaits a promised retaliation from Iran following the killing of Hamas's political chief Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on Wednesday. As Breitbart News reported, Israel's army radio said Israel is counting the minutes until an Iranian attack. President Joe Biden issued a statement on social media that he and Vice President Kamala Harris were briefed in the Situation Room regarding developments in the Middle East. "We received updates on threats posed by Iran and its proxies, diplomatic efforts to de-escalate regional tensions, and preparations to support Israel should it be attacked again," Biden wrote in his post. "We also discuss the steps we are taking to defend our forces and respond to any attack against our personnel in a manner and place of our choosing." During a call with leaders from G7 countries on Sunday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken reportedly warned that Iran and Hezbollah could launch an attack on Israel within the next 24 to 48 hours.